Space Coast with the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You are in tune to 1510 AM, WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the Beaches on FM 94.7.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We welcome you to the Life Center Church, Titusville, Florida. Deeper in God Outreach Ministry broadcast. I pray that this message in some way will be an encouragement as we follow Jesus all the way. Let us move into today's broadcast. Amen. Do you love the Lord today? I mean, last week we said, where do we start? Where do we start? We know that God is doing a work. Where do we start? And if I'm going to start, the next thing is, where am I headed? Where am I trying to see? Paul said, I got a place I'm trying to reach. There's a goal. There's a goal that I desire to reach. Where are we headed? Let me just say this morning about church. Studies have shown a constant decline in believers. There's a constant decline in church, as we so-called church. I'm going to read here. It said, yet Gallup poll revealed that church membership has fallen below 50% for the first time. When you think about our parents and their grandparents, and we're steadily moving forward. We have got to a place now in our society that church membership has fallen below 50%. You know, we talk about COVID and we can talk about a little bit of everything. But the thing about it, if we love God, if we are in God, we still should be rooted to God. 50%, below 50%. Pew Research study that shows that 60%, 64% of Americans call themselves Christian. 64%. Which seemed like it may have been a great number. But it also said that 50 years ago, it was 90%. There's a decline in believers. There's a decline in Christianity. See, because not only is the Christian declining, but along with COVID came options. I don't have to serve God like I used to. I don't have to do what I used to do. That same survey said that Christian majority in the United States may disappear by 2070. The majority of the people will not be Christians by 2070. That's not that far either. So there's a new move called nuns. Nuns, N-O-N-E-S, nuns. A little statistic this morning. Nuns. When these people were asked to describe their religious identity, they described themselves as atheists, agnostics, or nothing in particular. I just go to church. I'm a church goer. I'm a pew member. It says that the incline of nuns, of the ascent of nuns, will transform the country, religious, and political landscape, says the professor there in the University of Rhode Island. See, because not only when we're looking at the Christianity changes, once we have to look at that, we have to look at this also that it involves our politics. If you don't think that it's changed, just think about all the laws that's on the book now. That wasn't on the book 50 years ago.
a lot of stuff we're dealing with, transgender and the different things that we deal with. All these things we didn't have to deal with 50 years ago. We had a 90% of Christians. And being 90% of Christians means that 90% of the people in America stood on the Word of God. The Bible was there. What caused their decision that they made because of what they believed. It was because of the Word of God that they made their decision. But since the decline of Christianity, we begin to see new laws made that outweigh, so it may seem, the words of the Bible. What's going on in this nation today that dictates the American life that does not aligns itself with the Word of God? We're dealing with so many issues now that's not in line with the Word of God, but since laws are passed, that means that it's okay to do it. It says that the interests of nuns will soon outweigh those religious right in just a matter of years. In just a matter of years. The whole face of Christianity, the whole face of church, the whole face of serving God is continually changing. But one thing that does not change is the Word of God. And just because there's so much change that's happening does not mean that this is going to change what God is going to do. God hasn't changed. His views haven't changed. His words haven't changed. It still means the same. We may not speak across the pulpit, but it still means the same. In the Bible, a man is a man, a woman is a woman. I'm believing at that because now when you start talking stuff like this, you find yourself in trouble. But if we don't hear the truth, where do we go to hear the truth? Where do we go? And that's why it's important now, even church, to remember. I talked about it a couple of weeks ago, something called a remnant. A remnant is not the whole carpet. When we're talking about that, the remnant is a cut. The remnant is a remnant carpet that these drums sit on. Even though this whole church have carpet in it, where the drums is, there's only a remnant there. That's just, it don't look like very much, does it? A remnant. It's important today to remember that word. A remnant. Because God don't need a whole lot to do what he's going to do. Just this whole church don't have to be full from the front to the back for you to receive your healing. It don't have to be packed for you to receive your deliverance. It doesn't. We'll be surprised if a few of us come together, I mean really come together like they did in Pentecost, where everybody's on the same accord, what can happen. When the people came in Babel, they had to change their languages because he said these people are so united together, if they stay where they are, they're going to build themselves all the way up to heaven. Some say Babel, some say Babel. I mean, it calls Babel, calls their name, everybody starts speaking. Before, everybody understood everybody, but now. You ever talk to somebody, they just going and you don't understand what they're saying? What you say? Oh, they're just babbling. God does not need the whole. If a few come into agreements, God said he'll move. His word said two or three assemble themselves together. If just two or three can come together, Lord said, I move in the midst of that. I move in the midst. I don't need much. I just need unity. God wants unity in this body. He just wants us to come together, and that is unity in what we are believing about him. Our unity on our trust and our confidence in God, that we can come together and believe God. That's some great things God is going to do, and I'm believing him right here. I'm believing right here. I don't have to travel or drive 200 miles to get a miracle. I don't have to drive across the state to get a breakthrough. All I need to do is just come together and believe God. I need somebody to believe God with me this morning. Can we believe God together? Remember, I'm going to have to go back to Elisha back here, and I'm reading Romans 11. And I like the beginning of this because sometimes we feel just like this. Feel like God has rejected us. God has forgot all about me. It haven't happened yet. Where is God? Anybody ever had the question, where is God? I know I have. Been going a long time. God, where are you? Lord, you promised me. God said, I promised you, but I didn't say when I was going to do it. Now, I want to see. I want to know that you keep believing me through all that you're going through, that I'm yet going to move in your life, that I'm yet going to do it. Listen to what he told Elijah. Romans 11, 1. I say then, God has not rejected his people, has he? May it never be. For I too am an Israelite. This is Paul speaking. A descendant of Abraham. I'm a descendant of Abraham too. Matter of fact, we all seed. We came from somewhere. Whether you believe it or not, we all can. All right, okay. Yeah. I may not be in your family reunion. You may have another, you know, created a new thing here, but we go way back to Genesis. When Jesus came on the picture, he came on the picture of all of us, even though he had his lineage that he came through the genealogy to get them where he get to, but we all the same. And he even got three. It was Ham, Shem, and Japheth. We all fit in there somewhere. Because when the world started, it started with two. Adam and Eve. Yeah, it started with two. Yeah, we all can. You can look at somebody, just wave at somebody and say, how you doing, kinfolk? It may sound disgusting, but I married into the family. But, you know, it's so far because the word talk about that. You know, you can't get married to the close, but, you know, look in the word. You, after so long, yeah, your cousin. Let me stop there. But listen to what he says. For I too am an Israelite, a descendant of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. God has not rejected his people whom he foreknew. Or do you know what the scripture says in the passage of Elijah? Encouraging them that listen. God has
time again. Thank you for listening to our broadcast today. I pray that the word in some way was a blessing to you. We are the Life Center Church, located at 6770 South Washington Avenue in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Our phone number is 321-383-4655. Join us, and by the way, of Zoom, for our Wednesday night Zoom Bible study beginning at 7 p.m. That information is also on our Facebook page. You can join, go to the Facebook page and look at the information there regarding that Zoom Bible study. Also, join us on Sundays at 10:30. Yes, we are in the building on Sundays at 10:30 for our morning worship, followed by a live stream at 11 o'clock of our message through Facebook. It's been an honor. It's been a blessing to serve you with the Word of God. Do keep your trust and your confidence in God. His word decreed that he will never leave us, nor will he forsake us. So we know that we are not alone, and we know that we are not forsaken. I pray that God will continually bless you. Once again, we are located at 6770 South Washington Avenue in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Tune in next week, the same time, same station.